SBS Radio.
Jenny Mikakos has quit her role as Victoria's Health Minister, saying she also plans to leave state parliament. It comes a day after Premier Daniel Andrews told the Hotel Quarantine Inquiry Ms. Mikakos is accountable for the bungled program, which is linked to 99% of the state's second virus wave. In a statement, Ms. Mikakos says that she disagrees with the Premier's comments to the inquiry and is disappointed her integrity has sought to be undermined. Mr. Andrews has labelled the minister's resignation the appropriate course of action and insists she wasn't pressured to quit.
I want to take this opportunity to thank her for her dedicated service, for her hard work. She's a very, very hard-working person, and I'm grateful to her for her efforts. I'm grateful to her for her contribution to the Parliament and to the people of Victoria and to our party, and I wish her well for the future.
Mental Health, Equality and Creative Industries Minister Martin Foley has been appointed the new Health Minister. The state opposition is urging Mr. Andrews to accept accountability and follow Ms. Mikakos in resigning. Liberal leader Michael O'Brien says it was the government's decision to hire private security guards for the hotel quarantine program, not the minister's.
Andrews is simply using Jenny Mikakos as a scapegoat for his own failings. And to hear Daniel Andrews say today that he was planning to dig in and grip onto his job because he wanted to face up to the challenge of the rebuild, all Daniel Andrews is doing is running away from accountability. The longer Daniel Andrews decides to try and dig in to his job and hold on to power, the less accountable he is for the damage he's done to Victoria.
But Mr. Andrews has dismissed calls to quit, arguing he has an important job to do. Victoria has recorded just 12 new cases and one death ahead of the easing of Melbourne's lockdown. The metropolitan region is on track to move to step two of the state's roadmap out of restrictions, which includes an increase of the public gathering limit to 5 people from a maximum of 2 households and the reopening of childcare centres. Mr. Andrews says there won't be a dramatic departure from the plan, despite hinting some measures could be eased earlier this week.
We're not throwing the doors open tomorrow. The place is not opened up tomorrow, and I've tried to be really clear about that. But people can be optimistic and really positive about the fact that these numbers are coming down. They are coming down, and once you get them low, you can keep them low. That's what the science and the logic tells you. But I do hope tomorrow to be able to talk a little bit more about what October looks like and the fact that we are ahead of schedule.
Western Australia has recorded one new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine as it battles an outbreak on board a ship anchored off its northern coast. A cluster on the Patricia Oldendorf cargo ship has grown to 9 after 7 more crew members tested positive. 12 were transported to hotel quarantine yesterday, 2 of whom were infected, and more positive diagnoses are expected. WA Health Minister Roger Cook says his department has previously dealt with similar outbreaks on ships.
Health has experience in managing the outbreaks on these sort of vessels and will put every precaution in place to ensure the ongoing safety of the local community. So I'd like to reassure everyone that every precaution has been put in place. There's no cause for concern, and we'll make sure that we look after the crew members, every officer that's involved in these transfers, and of course the local Hedland community.
New South Wales has also detected one COVID-19 infection, a return traveller in hotel quarantine. It comes after a mystery case on Friday ended the state's 3-day streak of no community transmission. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health is renewing calls for residents to come forward for testing.
We all need to do our part to keep the community safe from another outbreak, get tested right away at the early symptoms, and help protect friends and family from serious disease. This is especially important in southwestern Sydney.
3 fresh infections have been reported in Queensland, 2 crew members from an international cargo ship and 1 return traveller. All 3 are in quarantine as the state marks more than 2 weeks without a locally acquired infection. And nationally, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised to share any successful COVID-19 vaccine with the world. He's urging other countries to do the same.
Whoever finds the vaccine must share it.
This is a global responsibility, and it's a moral responsibility for a vaccine to be shared far and wide. Some might see short-term advantage or even profit, but I assure you, to anyone who may think along those lines, humanity will have a very long memory and be a very, very severe judge.
Mr. Morrison also commended the World Health Organization for establishing an independent inquiry into the global response, something Australia has strongly advocated for. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.